Melissa from Necking reporting live from Music Waste, and you're listening to CITR.
Mark my fire, why my light bien clair. Encore à soi, crée bien que mal et ouais. Dis-moi comment qu'il t'en faut, oh my light bien beau. Avec le gros ciseau, t'appelles peut-être bien tantôt. Je regarde ça des oh ouais, ça tombe encore. Comme vous, on est bien en mots. Pas trop tôt pour tant de chiots, ça pose longtemps rare. Pas grand monde dans le parloir, ça jase pas bien fort. Pas oublié tes mains, oh, je sais que tu sais bien. Le silence, comme une amour. Grand ouvert sur le ciel à soi. Ah, c'est long, longtemps, on peut bien coucher dehors avec nos cœurs carnivores. Sans tes grands yeux verts, tu passes-tu par chez nous, on a un beau dimanche. Mais ailleurs pis partout, je me disais ben c'était quoi. quoi les chances quand c'est assez. Je l'ai ma dose, on s'entend. Ah, c'est long, longtemps, on peut bien coucher dehors avec nos cœurs carnivores.
Hello and welcome, everybody. You've got to tune to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the University of British Columbia, which is situated on the ancestral territory of the Musqueam people. My name is Jasper. I'll be your host for the next hour, and I'm joined by two very special guests. I have Sam Dowdell and Trevor Ainsworth live in studio. How are you two doing?
Hello, so great.
Doing really well, thank you.
Thank you for coming. I know it's a bit of a trip to come out to UBC to do the show, but we're here because Sam has a brand new record out.
I do.
And we're gonna talk about the record. We're gonna listen to it. We're gonna listen to a curated playlist made by Sam, which include songs that have inspired her to make the record, and we're going to get into some live performance as well. But before all of that, we should maybe just talk a bit about who you two are. So, Sam, who are you?
I'm Sam.
Who are you, Sam?
I was a student this past year at the University of British Columbia, and I am a professional musician and singer-songwriter. And I was born and grew up in the Lower Mainland. I love indie pop.
Cool.
And that's kind of the world I'm operating in.
You were a student, and you just graduated.
I did. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
How long have you been making music for?
Probably since high school, maybe early high school. I was even in a band with someone who I knew worked at CITR.
Really?
Yeah.
What was the band called?
The band was called Alluvium. It was way back in...
Alluvium?
Alluvium.
Alluvium, one
yeah.
word.
Way back in the day, yeah.
Isn't that cool?
It sounds like it sounds very much like an element.
It's like a geographical feature of a winding river where gemstones can be found.
That's great.
Damn, I didn't know that. That's really cool.
Tell me about the band. Did you guys make any records?
Yeah, we had one. We had one EP, I guess, with four songs in it. I can't remember the year. I guess it would have been 2012 or 2013.
Okay.
And the rest of the band was in high school, and I had just started going to SFU to do my undergraduate. And one of the band members was my brother. The other two band members were his friends. So it was basically me and my little brother.
That's
his
really
friends.
Nice.
It was super fun. It was great. I got an early chance to play venues like the Roxy and the Railway Club, which I still play. Mm-hmm. And I still make jokes that I will be constantly playing the Railway Club. It's a great place to play. But yeah, and that was a great band, and I got my first chance of recording. Yeah.
Great. Cool. That's where you cut your teeth as a musician.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, got the experience, kind of.
Okay, well, how long have you been doing the solo thing?
The solo thing kind of started up and stopped. I've always been a huge advocate of open mics.
Totally.
Yeah, I love open mics, and I've been writing songs since I was in high school. So I wrote the lyrics for all our songs on the Alluvium EP, and I wrote the melody parts. I was the lead singer, so I would just write the top line for that. I did lots of open mics. I was kind of that singer-songwriter coffee shop vibe for a long time. I didn't really record my own stuff seriously until a couple of years ago. I kind of started experimenting with it. I put a lot of effort into it, but I think I went a little bit overboard. The first kind of time I tried to do it was a little bit stressful, so I stepped back and I took a break, and I kind of reassessed myself, and now I'm back with kind of a fire, and I feel like I really know how I want to approach things, and this first EP is kind of my hello. I'm gonna do this now. This is me.
Yeah, I know. I feel like I know what you're talking about when you talk about like burning out, because
yeah. Totally.
Yeah, it's sometimes when you start, playing music or getting involved in like the entertainment industry in general, it's hard to know. it's very rare that people know exactly how they want to do it or what they're doing when they start out. And yeah. I mean, I'm speaking from personal experience. I had the same thing. Like, I didn't
say yes to everything. And,
sure.
Yeah.
Totally. Yeah. And it's like, you're not a fully realized artist yet, and yeah. you don't know. It's easy to get taken advantage of, and it's easy to burn out, like doing too many shows. Or mm-hmm. It's nice when you can take a step back and sort of reassess who you are and what you actually want.
Totally.
To and do I, from all this.
I think when I first took my first stab at it, I was thinking about releasing music in a very specific way. I was thinking I had to do the photo shoots, and I had to yeah. look a certain way, and I had to present myself in this way that I did not want to present myself, or I didn't feel natural in presenting myself.
Sure.
And now I've had the wonderful chance to work with Trevor and amazing bands like Sister Says and Travis James, who have really shown me the value in being genuine to yourself and how you can actually do that and still, you can be unobjectively yourself.
Yeah, sometimes you just have to realize a lot of that the hard way.
Yeah,
you know,
totally.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's a great background. Why don't we throw to one of his songs on your playlist?
Yeah.
What are we going to hear first?
We're going to hear Before, the song.
Yes.
Trevor
Such a good
likes
track.
Song. I wrote this song probably almost a year ago now, but it was kind of sitting in my computer, and it was kind of the first spark of, you know, I've really come a long way, and this is kind of the start of something new.
Great. And it's the opening song on your new EP, which is titled Less Than Three.
Yes.
Okay. Well, this is Before by Sam Dowdow.
Not sure if you come around here, 'cause I don't anymore. Not sure if you know my fears or ever quite so sore. I don't understand why I need you to believe I'm not the same, I'm so much better than I was before. I wasn't afraid of the unknown. I'd walk through any open door. Thought I was a freak 'cause you said so. But what else is your youth for? And I don't understand your need to conform. I'm not the same, feel so much better than I was before. Terrible, but only I'd loving myself more. And I don't understand why everyone gets torn. Don't you believe you're so much better than you were before?
That was a great tune.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's a great way to open the record.
It's fun to make.
Did you make it, like, how did you record this record?
So this is kind of the secret.
Yeah, was it a secret?
Of the album is,
okay.
And I'll only give it away this one time, and then we're never going to discuss it ever again.
Wow.
But the whole name of Lesson 3 is I made all of these tracks in less than 3 hours.
Did you really?
Yeah. And then just one day I woke up and I was like, man, I got to release some stuff. And it was probably a conversation with Trevor that pushed me into, okay, I'm going to do it. And I just threw it together and had an awesome, my other friend Joshua Job, who's also a singer-songwriter and happens to be a pretty good graphic designer, put through together the album art from a photo I had taken. And that was it.
You said it was a secret, but it's also the title of the album.
It is.
So it's kind of... Oh, sorry.
But well, I usually don't, yeah. So if someone asks, I'll tell them, but...
Okay, yeah. But that was an exclusive reveal that you
It was exclusive reveal that no one has ever heard other than all my friends.
Okay, can I ask a few follow-up questions?
Absolutely.
Just to clarify? So when you say you made them in three, like you recorded them in 3 hours?
Yes. Some of them, before I actually wrote on the piano, I think before I recorded it. But the rest, it was a very synthesized kind of process. It was, I started, the song appeared in my brain and was completed within 3 hours.
Okay, so you're not just talking about recording, but you actually wrote and recorded.
Yes, and all the instruments. I did not do the mixing and mastering. That was...
Wow, what did you... Sorry, go on.
That was sent off to my brother, Clayton Dowdell, who is a very talented musician in his own right. But so past the 3 hour mark, it was... pretty much what you hear, except not as good until it was mixed
right,
and mastered.
Sure, sure. Yeah. That's really impressive. I'm very impressed.
Thank you.
I had no idea. I would never have assumed that. Does that kind of thing happen to you a lot? Like you have these insanely productive bursts of writing and producing? Is that...
That's how I write. I think a lot of my music is kind of steeped in emotion usually. That's what gets me to start writing something. Aiming a camera towards me. So I'll be inspired one day and I will just have to start and finish a song
right
in one sitting. Whether or not that used to look like just picking up my guitar and writing down some lyrics on my computer, but that's kind of evolved now to include the recording process and the I'm putting other instruments on there.
Seems like a natural progression.
Yeah, it's very natural and it's quick, which is, I find, if I don't finish something, it will kind of remain unfinished.
I see.
Yeah,
so if
I
it
don't
doesn't
capture it as well.
Yeah, if it doesn't happen in that initial spark, it doesn't get concluded.
Yeah, there's lots of little thoughts that I've had that I've tried to capture that just kind of go to the wind and
yeah. That is so fascinating for me because I am the opposite.
Oh, yeah.
it takes me months to do anything.
No way.
Oh, yeah. And I'm always so impressed by folks who seem to be able to work off of that spark and then can finish things in really short order.
I'm impressed by the opposite, by having the resiliency to keep working on something.
Oh, sure, sure.
Or I will get bored and I will be like, it's fine.
That's a nice way of framing it. I appreciate
Absolutely.
That. The focus on, I'm just resilient.
You're just very resilient, yeah.
Well, Sam, would you tell me a bit about how you two got hooked up musically?
Yeah. Do you want to tell this story?
It's a great story.
Oh, please.
It
I'm
is
not
going to
lie.
Story.
I was
I like
actually.
The way you tell it.
Oh, all right. We had a show. I was in another band.
Yeah.
And I showed up at the venue and I met Sam, who was playing with Joshua Job. And I remember walking in as they were playing and I just about fell over.
Oh, wow.
By just like, you could see how genuine everything was and you could feel it.
Okay.
And I remember, normally at the time, and still, I'm quite busy with music, and so you take some time to watch a set, and then you'll go prepare for what you're about to do. I didn't do any of that. I was just sitting there watching.
You were struck?
Just knocked right over by the whole thing. And then after that, we had a good conversation, and, there was some synergy there. And then, actually, it's funny, because it all came around through a mistake. Our friend Josh thought Sam was away for one of his shows.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he asked me to come in and play cajon, which is what Sam was doing, and as well as the vocals. And then when I got to the show, Sam was there.
Really?
And true testament to her character, I said, oh, I'll just watch. Like, I'm happy to just watch. Don't worry about it. And she was like, no way. You come up here and you play with us. And it was history right there.
That was it.
Just instant friendship. That was about 2 years ago, three?
Oh, yeah. But,
a while.
And a half. It was a while ago.
And we've just been making music since.
that's what really sparked my whole picking up the shaker and becoming this like professional. When I say professional musician, I really mean professional shaker player.
Because
that is the majority of what I actually get paid to do.
You're way too modest.
Join bands.
You're way too modest.
Play shaker. Play some shaker. And sing some harmonies. Like
that's, what? That's a really important part of the sound.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Some little like shaker in your ear and like a nice tight harmony.
Well, so on that note, if I may.
Yeah.
One of the things that I think is really special about like us being here right now and what's occurring here with Sam is that she for years has been supporting other artists, backup vocals, percussion,
all that
stuff. So much support. You're putting your heart into all this music with all these other people. And it's really special to now see you pushing forward with your own material and not just pushing forward with it, but killing it and doing it with style. And it's kind of like one of those things where, like, you know, your favorite X-Men character finally gets their own
gets
book.
Gets a feature.
Yeah, they get their own book finally.
They get their own
Sam's got her own book. No, and it's selling.
I hear you, Trevor. You're proud of your...
I'm so proud of her. She's just killing it.
I couldn't have done it without you guys. Well, without the kicks in the butt of, come on, you can do it.
She forgot to mention in her list of accolades that she's a human fighter jet, and she has the power of seven suns within her as well.
Yeah, you did forget to mention that.
Oh, she didn't mention that.
Slipped your mind.
But honestly, it's such an honor to be your friend.
Aww.
And to play music with you. I just love watching you blossom into who you are right now and who you're becoming and this whole journey that's unfolding in front of you. I'm so happy for you. So,
I feel like we have these exchanges. Not a lot, but we have these exchanges a very good amount where I just feel so much love and like and support.
Mutual.
And it's a really cool way to.
Yeah.
Yeah. You must feel really lucky.
I feel very lucky.
So do I.
Yeah. That's great. This is a really nice moment that you two are having.
Well, and it really comes through in our tracks. Like,
sure. Yeah.
The amount of effort that you've put in over the years is really showing now. You're just slaying it. And you're about to embark on a full band experience. Oh, did I let that cat out of the bag?
That was actually one of my next questions is like, are there other folks involved than just the two of you?
There are going to be other folks involved. I don't know how much I can reveal just because I seem to have a really awesome team behind me, but we're just in the process of getting a show and. Cool. Then booking those amazing, amazing people. Shout out to The Escape. Shout out to Francis Henson, who may people around those people may be involved. So we'll see.
That's super exciting.
Just a lot of people who have like around me who have been just so supportive and I'd love to support you and I'd love to do this with you. Let me know anytime. I'm like, oh my gosh, wow.
I mean, there's one kind of joy that one gets from making this stuff, you know, that's its own thing, but it's a whole separate joy when you find people who are enthusiastic about like making music with you and like recreating your music. It's so flattering, and it's such an honor to have those people in your life. It's what makes music. It's one of the things that makes music so amazing.
I agree.
It brings people into your life and you get to
connection.
Share these things.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
It's the best thing ever.
Yeah. It is the best thing
You
ever.
Get hooked on it.
Yeah, you do.
I cannot stop. I think it's honestly what got me through this past year at UBC.
Sure.
I there was a dip in there where I kind of told everyone, okay, I've got to concentrate on school. And that was probably the worst decision because I kind of backtracked on that one. You know what? No, I need more.
The balance of it all. Little.
I need more music because this is what the music really gives me life and gives me confidence and lets me know I'm surrounded by such amazing people and loved and all these things.
Well, on that note, why don't we go to the next track on your new record?
Yeah.
Which one is it?
Growing Pains.
Oh,
tell us a little bit about Growing Pains.
Growing Pains was birthed during my practicum with UBC, my teaching practicum, where it was a lovely and amazing experience full of growth, but sometimes that growth was a little bit painful, as growth sometimes is. So,
Okay. Well, without further ado, this is Growing Pains by Sam Dowdell. Thank you.
Something's going down, but I can't figure it out, no. And I feel my head is in the clouds, but I can't stop it now, no. Just love the process. Look at where you came. Look at where you're going. It's just growing pains, and I'll confess. It's hard not to complain, but be thankful. It's just growing pains. And I know I'm learning on so much, but it just hurts to the touch. Oh. And I guess when it's all over in time, I can say I survived, though. It's crazy how we push ourselves. I become my best hater. Well, I know I'm gonna thank myself later. Just love the process. Look at where you came. Look at where you're going. It's just growing pains, and I'll confess. It's hard not to complain, but be thankful. It's just growing pains. Ah, it's just growing pains. It's just growing pains. Just love the process. Look at where you came. Look at where you're going. It's just growing pains, and I'll confess. It's hard not to complain, but be thankful. It's just growing. Just love the process. Look at where you came. Where you came. Look at where you're going. It's just growing. It's just growing. And I'll confess. It's hard not to complain, but be thankful. Thankful. It's just growing pains.
The 31st Annual Vancouver Queer Film Festival takes place this August 15th to 25th at various theaters. Join us for the best in independent queer cinema, performances, workshops, panel discussions, and parties. With over 100 films from 27 countries, the Vancouver Queer Film Festival is more enthralling and entertaining than ever. Tickets are on sale now at www.queerfilmfestival.ca.
It's great! It's too much for a cultural backwater like Vancouver. It just bursts with violence. It's got every absurdity and nihilism of the world.
CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Vancouver. Every absurdity and nihilism of the world since 1937.
It'll play off-Broadway. I can see it now.
Hey, so Sam, I wanted to ask you about the open mic thing that you mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
Because I just think there's such a great platform for community building and mm-hmm. for training and for, you know, learning how to do everything. Like, absolutely. Tell me about your experience with open mics.
So my first open mic experience was at Gallagher's in Port Moody. Awesome. Little coffee shop there. I think they've recently moved to another spot right on St. John's there in Port Moody. But lovely, lovely community. Amazing people. I used to go every Thursday night when I was in first year university without fail.
Is it still going strong?
It still is going strong. They've moved to another area. I think the gallery. Which is close by.
Okay.
Yeah, just amazing community there. And then when I got to SFU, I actually started with an email I sent to to the SFU student union people and said, hey, where are the open mics? Like, are there open mics? You should definitely put on an open mic. And they said, sent an email back saying, that's a great idea. You should do that.
Yeah, totally. That's
so
the thing.
Yeah, so I started an open mic at SFU, which is still going on, SFU Open Mic Society.
You started a society at the school.
Yeah, was it SFU Open Mic?
Of course you did.
Amazing.
So I started the open mic and I ran it for a while. And then I actually was running it a year after I graduated. And I was like, I can't do this anymore. I don't even go to SFU anymore.
Sure, it's a lot of work.
Yeah, and so I finally passed it off to some amazing talent. Everyone I work with and mention is just amazing and talented.
Did the society, I assume it hosted a weekly event on campus?
It was one per semester for a while, and then it moved to two per semester, and then I think they're at once a month, or maybe they're at once a semester, but
gotcha.
Yeah, but it's a great event, and with awesome people involved with a club as well called Peak Frequency. I was part of the SFU Recital Society which has turned into the Peak Frequency student club at SFU, which is an awesome club. If you are of university age going to, or if you are attending SFU, you should definitely check it out.
Peak Frequency?
Peak Frequency, yeah. They're an amazing group who do amazing things.
What are they all about?
They're all about sharing music, having music community. They've got lots of different events. I often run songwriting and singing workshops with them.
Yeah.
Because I'm a singing teacher as well by trade. But yeah, it's awesome.
See, you didn't mention that either.
No, I didn't. Yeah. But
you got to start listing all your accolades.
Were you, when you were young, were you like trained to play music? Like, did you do the whole thing?
Growing up, it was all about the karaoke.
Oh, sure.
My mom is from the Philippines, where you can't go like 2 minutes without seeing karaoke happening.
Is it a big deal over there?
It's a big deal. I didn't know that. Yeah, it's a huge deal. Karaoke is just it's the reason people get together, and it's what you do when you hang out with people. You karaoke. And so coming from such a musical kind of family background, even though I only experienced that in the Philippines, even bringing it here, it was just musical part of my family. My dad played guitar.
Did he teach you a bit?
He did teach me a bit.
That's nice.
So I learned some guitar chords. It was just a lot of singing. I learned some instruments. I really wanted to be in choir when I was probably in like grade 4, but there was no choir until grade 5. And then I just really loved the community of choirs, probably where it started in middle school and in high school and beyond. So, yeah.
So it sounds like your musical ability is more or less self-taught, or it was like a sort of patchwork of like working with your dad, singing karaoke with your family, spending a little bit of time with choir, but not necessarily like a sitting down with a teacher every Tuesday afternoon after school and like learning scales.
I tried to do that a little bit when I was younger, and it didn't go very well.
It wasn't for you.
It wasn't for me. I didn't like the style of teaching, maybe, but I learned really well in choir, and that was kind of the bulk of my more formal training, was being part of that choir. And
it sounds like you may have dodged a bullet. I mean, I've heard a lot of stories of folks who do get sort of, I don't want to say forced, but they do those musical lessons against their will when they're young, and it kind of spoils the fun of making sound.
Just getting coerced into it.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
And
exactly.
The lessons were definitely, it was spoiled in a way, but it didn't stop me from doing music in other avenues, because there are so many different ways to get involved in music.
How about music production then? How did you learn how to make songs like this?
That was probably more of watching and learning from others. I worked with amazing people from Tone Freak Audio, who they're just friends of friends, started hanging out with them, and they started inviting me to the studio, and me just watching them record other people was sparked a kind of interest in how do you do that. And Chris Wong, who's another fighter jet who's just amazing, was an awesome influence, because I asked him to record me for kind of that first little trial I had before lesson 3. And he would just sit with me for an hour afterwards and just talk about what he was doing and how to record yourself and different avenues you can take. And it was super inspiring. And he was such a great natural teacher.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And he was affiliated with Tone Freak Audio.
Yeah.
So I'm not familiar with Tone Freak Audio.
Yeah. They're
Who's that?
They're based out of Vancouver. There's a couple names I can throw out there.
Are they a band?
No, they're a recording studio.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Got you. They're a studio.
Yeah.
Cool. Let's do the last song on your record.
It's a doozy, by the way.
It's a doozy.
Yeah, this last song.
This last song is my...
I mean, they're all doozies, but this is a doozy,
this
too.
This is the jam. It's the jam one.
The jam. Do you want to say anything else about it?
No, I hope you all enjoy it.
It's going to speak for itself.
Yeah.
Okay, well, this is Want to Do by Sam Dowdell.
Have you seen the note I left for myself upon the desk? Have you read each little breath in and out of my chest? Have you felt the air it's changed, ever so slightly rearranged? Have you wondered what's inside my brain? Darling, I could say the same. We think we have the answers when the other is a question, but we don't bother to check. You would think we've learned our lesson. Got lights so I see it through. My veins ain't run for you. Catch up if you want to do what it is I know you want to do. Programming cannot take is the fact that you are messaging. We think we have the answers when the other is a question, but we don't bother to check. You would think we learned our lesson. Got lights so I see it through. My veins ain't run for you. Up if you want to do what it is I know you want to do. Want to do.
That was Want to Do by Sam Dowdell, the closing track on her brand new record, which is called Less Than Three. Yeah, you're right. That was like the banger of the three.
That was a banger. Yeah, banger is the word that more describes it than jam. Yeah.
If you're just joining us at home, I'm joined by Sam Dowdell and Trevor Ainsworth, and we just listened to their new record. And in a minute, we're going to play some live songs, some deep cuts from the Sam Dowdell. What's the word for...
The catalog.
The canon. The catalog. The catalog. No.
Canon's better.
I knew it started with a C.
You nailed it, Jasper.
Yeah, from the catalog. So what are we going to hear first?
We're going to hear a song that I released more than a few years ago now. It's called Montreal. You can find it on my Bandcamp. It still exists there. And there's
YouTube.
A music video. Yeah, and there's a music video on YouTube as well. That was actually recorded at an SFU dorm.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
In like 30 seconds? Like in like 2 minutes?
Funnily, no, it was like a few hours.
Okay. That track, Montreal, if you're going to listen to it at home, people, get ready. Because the production's off the charts.
It's a really good production. So good. That was by Tone Freak Audio. So
okay, got
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Okay, well, are you two ready to take it away?
Yeah.
All right, please do.
Maybe right now I'd be in Montreal, but that's not how the stars saw it at all. Something stopped me from saying yes that day, but when I look back now, it could have gone either way. And I think maybe someone's giving me a sign, maybe way out there giving up a light. And I might be crazy when I say this, but it's alright. And I think somehow I was guided to you that night. Maybe right now I'd be halfway across the globe. I have plans to live in London, I have places to go. But then I don't know where I stop in my tracks, so I gave up that ticket and I never got it back. And I think maybe someone's giving me a sign, maybe way out there giving off a light. And I might be crazy when I say this, but it's alright. I think somehow I was guided to you that night. Sure how I'm thinking, but I'm giving it everything I've got. You can't get down when it gets tough, 'cause I'm not sure how I'm thinking. Breathing, running, strumming, gunning, the ship it must be sinking. But honestly, that should be enough. That should be enough. Gets me thinking maybe someone's giving me a sign, maybe way out there giving up light. Oh, and I might be crazy when I say this, but it's all right. I think somehow I was guided to you that night.
That was great. Thank you for that.
You're amazing, Sam. Just going to come out and say it.
You're amazing.
You did pretty good too, Trevor.
Hey. He does very well. Don't let him fool you. He's very humble.
When you entered the song, I was like, oh, yeah, great.
I'm glad that was your opinion.
Yeah.
And not like, oh, no, what's going on?
Stop. Yeah. When is it over?
Why is he here?
No, it was perfect. It was great.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. It was really fun. I
appreciate that.
During one of the song breaks, we were talking about some other projects that you're involved, that you two are both involved in. I'd love to hear about like other things you're doing.
So we're both working with a group called Sister Says, who is amazing. They're an indigenous group. I'd say they're indie pop.
Soul pop almost too. A little rock too.
Okay.
Yeah, a little bit of everything.
They are a really cool group. I just played with Trevor as well, and at the New West Street Eat Festival.
Is that like the Uptown?
No, it wasn't Uptown. It was
the Surrey Fusion Festival.
And the Surrey Fusion Festival, yeah. So they're absolutely super cool. Look up there. My favorite album of theirs is Heart Placement.
I'm going to write that down. You said Sister Says?
Sister Says.
Sister Sis.
Says.
Sister Says.
Yeah, it's a duo. There's a brother and a sister, and they do what the sister says.
Okay.
That's
how it goes, I'm pretty sure.
Very accurate.
And you mentioned there were a few others too, right?
Yeah, I work with Travis James, who is an amazing indie pop singer-songwriter. He's super cool. He just released a song that's on my list to kind of share with everyone. It's called Can't Get You Back. I actually played keys on it. And this Friday, he's dropping another tune as well. So
great.
Yeah, I work with him. I do keys for him. He really pushed me to better my piano, which you can kind of hear in that last track of my album as well. If it wasn't for Travis, I probably wouldn't have played piano on that track. But yeah.
Well, we should definitely check that song out then, hey?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Okay. Anything else you wanted to add to give the listeners some context for this Travis James tune, or should we just do it?
Just do it. He's great. It's a really good song.
Okay. This is Can't Get You Back by Travis James. Okay, maybe not. We're having some kind of technical difficulty with our Spotify.
Damn, Travis.
Yeah, I don't know why it's not playing.
It's Travis's fault.
It must be.
Okay, well, in the meantime, I'll track it down on the internet in another location, but why don't we do another live tune?
Yeah, let's do that.
What are we going to hear?
This is a song called Say Something. It's just, yeah, it's a good one. I won't say too much else.
Okay.
It's one of those emotional ones.
You let the song speak for itself?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've been thinking out loud, trying to figure it out, how you even exist. And you got me confused, how did I end up with you? And you know I can't resist. And I know I got you crazy for me. And since words are free, I want you to spend some, baby, say it to me. Won't you say it to me? Say it to me. Won't you say it to me? And I've been talking all day, and I know the words I say won't always come out right. And it's a scary thing to share, to leave yourself open and bare, but to see through the dark you need a spark, a little light. And I know I got you crazy for me. And since words are free, I want you to spend some, baby, say it to me. Won't you say it to me? Won't you say it to me? Won't you say it to me? You make me feel it, and I believe it, but I want you to tell me if I'm the one for you. You make me shiver, make me think of forever, and I want you to tell me if I'm the one for you. Won't you say it to me? Say it to me. Oh, won't you say it to me? Won't you say it to
All right, what was that one called?
Say It to Me.
Say It to Me. That was Say It to Me by Sam Dowdell.
You rock, Sam.
Joined by Trevor Ainsworth.
Thanks, Trevor.
So what's coming up for you folks? Are there any shows you want to talk about or anything like that? I guess, well, there was some secret stuff that you alluded to, but you can't talk about it.
Yeah, I don't have anything confirmed yet, but we're definitely looking to doing more shows in the upcoming September.
Big band format.
Yeah, the best thing you can do is check out our Instagrams. Yeah. Mine's at Sam Dowdell Music. You can find Trevor at True Dog Brother.
I am the True Dog
True
Brother.
True Dog Brother?
Yeah.
I have a spiritual connection to canines.
He does. Yeah. It's true.
Yeah, I feel that. Yeah, I do.
Awesome.
You can just tell, right? But yeah, the best thing you can do is check us out there, give us a follow, and you'll know that this moment we can actually release.
We're very good about saying what we're doing on Instagram.
Yeah,
we are.
Great. Well, we have time to do like one more song. This isn't working, unfortunately, but we could throw to a deep cut Sam Dowdell song if you want, or you could play another song. It's up to you.
Yeah. Well, I could play another song. Let's play another song.
Let's do one more song live.
Let's do one.
It's nice.
Which one do you match?
Do you have something in mind, or are you going to that you want to talk about?
Oh, I do.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Let's do Distraction. I really enjoyed this. I had an album release party at Café du Soleil. Which is an amazing venue on Commercial Drive. Everyone should get a chance to go out. And I had the pleasure of having Trevor there with me. And I thought this song was really, really fun to do.
Funny note about Café du Soleil. I did not realize that it was a vegetarian restaurant.
It is, yeah.
I ate a burger. Had no idea.
Convincing,
yeah,
hey?
Thought it was meat.
See, we can all live without meat.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's super easy.
Trevor didn't know.
I had no idea.
He had no idea.
Delicious burger.
And he's, you know... He has the canine affinity.
Yeah.
You know?
He's all about the
He's all about
meat.
The burgs.
Yeah. The carnivore.
All right. We'll take it away when you're ready.
One, two, three. Crystallize airport skies, starry nights satisfy. Don't know why it's hard to try keeping time limits. Elevate my heart rate in this state. Well, check and mate. Getting late, cannot fake, wanna stay in it. It's rolling on my tongue, you didn't tell me none, but you're a good distraction. It's getting me undone, we're not expecting none, but you're a damn good distraction. Damn good distraction. Damn good distraction. Feeling me, shirts and sheets, laugh and tease, so at ease. Hand on knee, hide from the freeze. Wants and needs mixing. You say we're having fun, don't have to be anyone, but you're a damn good distraction. It's getting me undone, you fit me like a glove, you're a damn good distraction. 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 I'm not quite sure what this is, but Lord knows I don't wanna let it go. Lord knows I don't wanna let it go. Enjoy all the turns and twists. Lord knows what's at the end of the road. Don't think about it, just hold me close. Lord knows I don't wanna let it go. Lord knows I don't wanna let it go. Lord knows what's at the end of the road. Don't think about it, just hold me close. It's rolling on my tongue, you didn't tell me none, but you're a damn good distraction. It's getting me undone, you fit me like a glove, you're a damn good distraction. Damn good distraction. Damn good distraction. Damn good distraction. Damn good distraction.
All right.
That was awesome, man. Killed it.
That was Sam Dowdell and Trevor Ainsworth live in studio here at CITR 101.9 FM. Guys, thank you so much for coming and chatting
with
me.
Thank you, Jasper. This was so much fun. And thank you, Sam, for inviting me along. This is so awesome.
It was a real treat to have you.
Thanks for having us.
It was a really nice conversation. Sam's new record is called Less Than Three. It came out a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
It's brand new. She made it in less than 3 hours. It's pretty crazy. You can find it pretty much everywhere you find music, right? Spotify,
iTunes. Google Play,
and that's
Amazon.
That's just the first of many to come, Sam.
Yes, there were hints, if you were listening, that there are big plans underway, but you know, there will be news of that when news is available.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, keep an eye out.
Okay, thanks for coming, guys.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
The 31st Annual Vancouver Queer Film Festival takes place this August 15th to 25th at various theaters. Join us for the best in independent queer cinema, performances, workshops, panel discussions, and parties. With over 100 films from 27 countries, the Vancouver Queer Film Festival is more enthralling and entertaining than ever. Tickets are on sale now at www.queerfilmfestival.ca.
Tune into Post Rock Friday from 10 to 11 with your host John P for the best in post rock, drone, ambient, experimental, and noise.
What is CITR's reputation, being that it's been around for so long?
Well, I mean, it's very active in the community because it's run by community members and UBC students, obviously. Whether you're into radio as a hobby or whether you want to get some real-world experience, it's a great place to go. It's like a very open and creative environment. Everybody that's, you know,